PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Lacey with PR Web Podcast. Today, it's my pleasure to be joined by David Bergstein, a CPA and tax analyst for CCH Complete Tax, which is an online tax preparation and e-filing service for the do-it-yourself taxpayer. David, welcome to PR Web Podcast.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Now, I understand that CCH Complete Tax undertook a survey of more than 1,000 people on tax errors and mistakes. What did you find?
Well, the main thing we found is that most people are afraid they are making errors and mistakes on their tax returns. Based on the questions we asked about the common tax issues, they actually should be very concerned because most were not able to correctly answer the questions. And in these tough economic times, that can mean they're paying more in taxes than they may be required to pay. If they were just a little bit more astute about their taxes or used a tax software program like Complete Tax that guides them through the various tax issues, their life will be less stressful at this time of the year.
Definitely. And I see that one of the questions you asked was about whether tax credits or tax deductions are generally better. Most people you interviewed said deductions. Is that wrong?
Absolutely wrong. This is a mistake that can cost people thousands of dollars in missed tax breaks. In most situations, a credit is better than a deduction. One of the most important tax tips to know is that tax credits save you more than tax deductions because they reduce your tax bill actually dollar for dollar. So a $1,000 credit is worth $1,000. That's simple. But a deduction isn't so simple. Say you were in the 25% tax bracket. In that case, a $1,000 tax deduction may only reduce your taxes by $250, which is 25% of the $1,000.
And the Complete Tax Survey also found that only about a third of people could identify the child-related tax break offering the greatest savings. Their choices were the personal exemption, the child and dependent care credit, or the child tax credit. Now, you say that the right answer generally is one of the credits. Why is this option most advantageous?
Similar to the question before, where we talked about deductions and credits, exemptions are similar to deductions in that they remove a certain amount of your income from being taxed. However, unlike credits, they are not a dollar for dollar reduction in your tax bill. So even though the personal exemption a parent can take is $3,500, the child and dependent care credit or the child credit would likely yield greater savings. All of these have income and age restrictions, but the credits generally offer the best results. And it's important to know because raising children is expensive. I've gone through the process and I'm still paying for it. But it's a lot more costly if you're not aware of the tax breaks for which you're eligible.
Now, people also weren't sure about the best education-related tax breaks. According to the Complete Tax Survey, more incorrectly said that a $4,000 deduction for higher education will save a taxpayer the most compared to an $1,800 HOPE credit or the $2,000 lifetime learning credit. Why is this confusing to taxpayers?
I guess it goes back to the general theme that we're talking about today. People not understanding that a credit is generally better than a deduction. Yet, say an eligible taxpayer is in the 15% tax bracket, if they claim a $4,000 tuition and fees deduction, they're only going to get a savings of $600. In comparison with the education credits, what you see is what you get. A qualifying taxpayer can reduce their tax bill by $2,000 with a lifetime learning credit or $1,800 with the HOPE credit. Again, deductions only yield a percentage of savings based on the tax bracket, where a credit is a dollar for dollar savings.
Now, you also asked taxpayers about their retirement savings plans. What did you find there?
Well, we found that only about one half, 51% of the people are planning to make a contribution to their retirement plan in 2009. Many people have immediate demands on their finances given the state of the economy, but they should also try to save as much as they can for retirement. Using the available tax benefits offered for IRAs, 401ks, and other retirement accounts means more money being set aside for retirement and less paid in taxes.
And finally, you asked taxpayers about refunds. Respondents to the Complete Tax Survey thought it was better to get a refund than to owe taxes. You say that's generally not true. How come?
Yes, this was surprising. Only 7% answered correctly that it is better to owe some money than get a refund. This makes it clear that taxpayers still have the misperception that a tax refund is newfound money. It's not. It's their money. During the time they've left with the IRS, they haven't had access to it, and they haven't earned any interest. For example, rather than receiving a $1,000 refund, had the $1,000 been put in a savings account, even at low interest rates, a taxpayer could reasonably earn an additional $30 over the year. This may not seem like a lot of money, but even that will cover the cost of using tax software to help prepare and e-file their tax return.
And if taxpayers want more help in getting their taxes done, where can they go?
Well, they can actually log on to Complete Tax, www.completetax.com, to prepare their taxes. They don't need to know a lot about taxes because Complete Tax will help them figure out the best tax breaks, but it also includes a tax guide that can help them learn more about any tax questions they may have.
I've been speaking today with David Bergstein, CPA and tax analyst at CCH Complete Tax. David, thank you for joining me at PR Web Podcast once again. It's always a pleasure speaking with you, and I look forward to doing so again very soon.
Thank you very much, and make sure everybody does their taxes.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company, this work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.